No G with a Z, P-O-D, Smoking Guns Podcast. Hey, you didn't even realize we were jumping on today, did you?
Yeah.
We didn't either.
Last minute.
Last week, as the week ended, we heard rumors of a scheduled release for the San Antonio Brahmas and the rest of the UFL.
Finally.
Hey. So here's what happened, Leo. Obviously, here's what happened. We came on last week. We made a big deal about the fact that the UFL schedule wasn't out yet.
We did.
And UFL leadership saw that, heard that, watched that
show,
and said, God, we got to get a schedule out.
We need to do something. Yeah. Leo's not
and
happy.
So they got us a schedule, and we're going to talk about it real briefly. If you notice, RC is not with us today. She's cruising.
She's on a boat.
On some sort of boat cruising. And so she's missing out on the UFL schedule, but I feel like she's probably enjoying herself. She's
probably. Hey, quick story real quick. You know, in my profession, I'm an IT professional. Specifically, I'm an email admin. And this one employee was out and forgot to set his out of office. And I got a message. Hey, could you please set the out of office for me? I'm on a cruise. And I set his out of office. I knew he's a funny guy and he's got a sense of humor. So I set his out of office to say, I'm currently on a boat with like 10 bars, 3 buffets and a water slide. I'm probably not going to get back to you anytime soon, but go ahead and leave a message anyways. And he came back and loved it. And he said he got emails from people telling him, I loved your out of office message. So he was like, I know you were doing it to rub me. He goes, but thanks for making me look good.
I'm surprised you didn't take some, what was it? The Saturday Night Live on a boat. flipping copies. But that's where RC is. That's why she's not with us. We are going to get to the schedule. But first, we want to address something. And we hate to start a show this way. It is what it is. We found out last week, right after, I think the day after we made our last show, maybe 2 days, that Brian Scott was one of the medics for the San Antonio Gunslingers from the beginning of things up until last year. He and his wife, Sochi's been on the show with us. I think Brian's even been, you know, kind of in the background on the show. I don't know that he ever jumped on a mic with us. He passed away last week. Yeah. Sochi is dealing with all of that. She set the funeral arrangements. You can go to her page on Facebook and see. I believe it's February 21st and 22nd. Whatever kind of person you are, if your thoughts and prayers, positive thoughts, whatever you do, send that now to Sochi, to the kids, Comal County Sheriff's Deputy, and just a great guy. And he is gone and gone too soon. So we are thinking about you, Sochi. We're thinking about the kids. If there's anything we can do, let us know. And please reach out if you can to her and certainly reach out with thoughts and prayers and all of those things with Brian being gone now.
Definitely.
We didn't feel like we could start the show without doing that now that we know that. Leo, what were you going to say?
I was just saying much love and condolences to extended members of the Gunslingers family. Definitely great people that go out of their way to make, you know, people feel better, more comfortable. When Dolores hurt her toe at the, you know, had the nail ripped off. Brian was the one to respond and just with the utmost care and they're just outstanding people. And this one really hurts for something like this to happen. So all the love and prayers and condolences to Sochi and the family. We really feel for you and love you guys.
So let's segue there. There's no graceful or nice way to segue from a family that's hurting and all of that that is life and say, hey, let's talk about football now. But let's talk about football now. That's what we're here for. And that's what we have come together for. And frankly, sometimes you need the distraction of football or fun to get away from some of this stuff. So let's talk about it. We begged for a schedule. We wanted a UFL schedule. And then last week we saw that the deal was finally done with Rice Stadium. The Roughnecks will play in Rice Stadium. And then a few days later, they said, we're gonna announce the schedule next week. Leo, do you think this was the final hurdle that they were trying to clear, was finalizing the deal for Rice Stadium?
I think so. I think it had to be. Certainly they wanted to release something sooner than this, you would think. I know it's frustrated myself, included many people. But when you don't have that, you know, one venue for one team, it's one team, but it affects every team on that schedule. So it's really a far-reaching effect for the league. So I'm really glad that they finally got that, you know, finalized, and fans are able to get schedules and able to mark calendars and figure out arrangements for games and travel and things like that. And yeah, that's what this show is all about, right? This episode. Yep.
So we're going to run through the Brahma schedule really quickly, and then we're going to talk about conflicts. And the news here, Leo, is conflicts are few and far between, which is a load off of my mind. I was really kind of dreading a schedule release because I was worried about a lot of conflict here in San Antonio between Brahmas and Gunslingers. And we missed a lot of that. There's a couple of days that we have to be aware of, but we missed a lot of that.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I was mentioning to Philip offline before we became live, was that it's almost as if the UFL and the Brahmas looked at a schedule and said, let's go out of our way to not make any conflicts for, you know, the other professional team in San Antonio. I doubt that happened, honestly, seriously, very highly doubt that happened, but that's how good this is for us Gunslinger fans looking at the schedule. If you're Brahmas and Gunslinger fans, it really couldn't be much better than what it is.
Well, and what it's going to give them an opportunity to do, both of them, if they're smart, both organizations, I've already talked to somebody in the Gunslingers organization, and they've expressed a desire to do this, is they can cross promote, because there's no point where there's conflict and you're cross promoting a product that's going to take people out of your stadium or arena and send them over to somewhere else. So if they're smart, they can work a deal together. This is the only place that IFL and UFL collides. But it's an opportunity for them to cross promote and talk about professional football on two different levels. Let's run through the Brahma schedule really quickly. If you haven't seen it yet today, if you're just logging on, if you just got off work and you're like, oh, I didn't know that was out yet, we'll run through, we'll talk about it really quickly. Obviously go online and take a look. There's plenty of places that have put that out there and sent that out to you. It all starts, Leo, on Easter Sunday at 11 a.m., which is kind of weird. Against the DC Defenders. The way it ended last year is the way it starts this year.
That's right. Yeah, not a lot, like we mentioned earlier, to gripe about the schedule, but this is one of those small things, I think. You know, opening day, 11 a.m. on Easter Sunday, you know, in a town that is, you know, very into religious holidays and honoring those things. And that's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough one to show up and show out with the attendance that we like to have from our San Antonio fan base. I don't know if we're going to hit a high on that first game. Probably not. We're probably going to have to look forward to the following games to kind of really make our mark on that attendance mark, you know, or attendance records. But that's what we get Sunday, 31st of March, 11 a.m.
Easter Sunday, the 31st of March, that really kicks off the spring football schedule. That is the first professional game this year in 2024 of football here in San Antonio. The very next day, our Gunslingers will be over in San Diego. But things kick off for us in the spring right here in the Alamo Dome on Easter Sunday. Saturday, April 6th, so just 6 days later, 5 days later, depending on how you read a calendar, we being the Brahmas, travel off to Memphis to take on the Showboats in the very first game against a USFL opponent. That'll be fun. I, you know, I'm finding a lot of connections here. And I think it's interesting that we get to play Memphis in our second game, the team we never got to play in the AAF days.
In the AAF, that's right.
Or the city. It's not the same team. Neither of them are the same team. Yeah. But it's the city we never got to play in the AAF days. That was where things cut off, was right there at that Memphis game. A little over a week later, on the 14th of April, in the Dome, in the Alamo Dome, the Battle Hawks arrive. That's the game that needs to be pumping.
Yes.
All remember what San Antonio and St. Louis was last year, what that game meant, what that game meant this season. I don't know if anybody ever put together the fact that losing that game the way it did just kind of sucked all the air out of everything we did that season.
It kind of set a tone for the rest of the season, yeah, and the way things went. And then also it amplified or kind of started off, kicked off a sort of a rivalry of sorts, not between the teams so much as between the fan bases.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You got to think Dirty and Amanda and Ed may come down for that one. They love to travel. They loved San Antonio the two times they were here last year. Yep. So there's a good chance that we'll see our friends from the BHawk Live podcast and from the X-Fan show come down and spend time with us there on the 14th of April.
I'd wager we will, yeah.
This is one that I don't know how it's going to go. The next week, Saturday, April 20th, 6 p.m., the weekend that is the kickoff for Fiesta, the San Antonio Brahmas will take on the Michigan Panthers here in San Antonio at the Alamo Dome. That's rough. I mean, that's, if you remember, you brought this up before we came on, but if you remember correctly, last year they shut down the parking lot. Like, the Alamo Dome parking lot was shut down. You couldn't park there. Or
yeah,
a few people could park there.
Yeah, yeah, that was announced. That wasn't like a last minute decision. That was announced before game day even came up. So it kind of showed you where, you know, this is a high priority event, talking about Fiesta for even the Alamo Dome. And I imagine there's probably going to be some more considerations or alterations this time around. Really unfortunate, the kickoff weekend of Fiesta, that Saturday night, kind of right in the meat of the evening of the schedule at 6 p.m. Once again, that's going to be another one where attendance numbers may not be where we want them to be. But at least they're getting those two games out of the way early in the season.
So if you picked it up, we've laid down 4 weeks for you already. Three of those have been home games. The Defenders on the 31st, the Battle Hawks on the 14th, and then the Panthers on the 20th. Then after that, the Brahmas go on a three-game road trip.
Yeah, so they've already...
They stay in state, kind of. I mean, they go to D.C. at one point.
Yeah.
But that's... Saturday the 27th, 6 p.m., they're in Arlington.
That's a little scary, though, when you've played more than half of your home games within the first 4 weeks of the season. That tells you the second half of the season might be kind of rough because you're going to be on the road a lot in front of hostile crowds. So it'll be tough.
That Arlington game is one that I want you guys to circle. I want you to recognize that there are good things and bad things about having two professional teams. Sometimes you get some conflicts, but sometimes you get a possibility for a really cool weekend. Yeah. Let me tell you what your weekend could look like in this particular case. On Friday, the 26th at 7:30, the Gunslingers play in Frisco against the Fighters. The next day, on Saturday, the 27th at 6 p.m., they play Arlington, both in the Metroplex. You, as a San Antonio professional football fan, could take one road trip and hit two games for each game for each team.
That'd be kind
of a cool trip.
I'm ready. Lolis, I think Lolis is watching. Let's mark that down on our calendar. I think that'd be a great weekend.
So go stay in the Metroplex, go watch your Gunslingers on Friday night, and then go watch the dramas on Saturday. You went to Arlington last year, right? You went and caught the game in Arlington.
Yes. Yes, I
Chalk
did.
It was stadium.
Mm-hmm. We won that game.
We did.
Yeah.
There were so few.
Yes.
So we did. We won that one.
That one was a win. Yes.
We got that one. The 5th. Cinco de Mayo, the Gunslingers will be out of town. They will be traveling to D.C. to take on the Defenders, 3 p.m. on a Sunday. That's my sweet spot. I like a 3 p.m. on Sunday game. I can get done with church. I can go take a nap right as I'm waking up from my nap, football time. I like that. I'm a fan of this time slot. I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
The next Sunday. Yeah. The next Sunday. May 12th, which, if you're not looking at your calendar right now, you need to. That's Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. At 2 p.m., the San Antonio Brahmas will be playing against the Houston Roughnecks in Houston at Rice Stadium. Wade Phillips' return to Houston. All of the things that game means, but it is on Mother's Day.
Very interesting scenario here. Yeah, that's an interesting game to circle on the schedule. But the question is, how many of us football fans, we football fans, can get away with going to a football game on Mother's Day? Now, some of the moms really love football, too, so it may work out. But, yeah, that's a hard one.
We come off the game at Houston, and we come home for a game against the Renegades on the 19th at 3 p.m., then we play the Birmingham Stallions, which won two straight USFL championships, if I remember correctly, on the 25th, Saturday the 25th at 2 p.m. That's going to be a great game, or I imagine it will. And then we round out the season. We finish out the season. We avoided it as long as we could. Literally as long as we could. But the San Antonio Brahmas are finally going to St. Louis to take on the Battlehawks in the dome up there, whatever it's called now. It's not the Edward Jones Dome anymore, whatever they call it now. I think it's just the dome. I'm sure it has a name. They all do, right? But that's on June 1st. The Brahmas finally make it to St. Louis after 2 years. To take on the Battlehawks up there in St. Louis. And I think that game may be important. If it could be. Remember, you got four teams in the division or in the conference. Mm-hmm. Two make the playoffs, two do not. This could be for getting into the playoffs. It could be a game that decides the conference winner, which means you host the playoff game the next week. This could be a big deal. Like, this could be a big, huge game up there in St. Louis.
Yep.
In the dome. Big deal. And that's it. 10 weeks. Bam, 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 bam. And man, it comes fast. The playoffs are set right now for June 8th and 9th. The game on the 8th will be at 3 p.m. I'm sorry, 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Mm-hmm.
They don't know what time the game on the 9th is. It's TBA. And then the championship, while we don't know what venue it's in, St. Louis, we don't know that yet. It will be on Father's Day. Dirty told us that weeks ago. He told us that we're going to be seeing a Father's Day championship game, and that's what they've lined up for the USFL. So that's your UFL schedule for the Brahmas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are their conflicts? Leo, there's not any. I mean, there's not any real conflicts. Like, there's
no
two games going on at the same time
or at the same day.
Yeah, there's a couple of same day issues. There's not two home games going on at the same time. There's not even a home game and a road game going on at the same time. But there are 2 days that you're going to spend all day keeping up with football.
That's right? Okay. Yeah.
Week two of the UFL schedule is April 6th, April 6th is that Saturday. You're going to be watching a lot of football that day. It's going to start in the morning with you watching the Ramas take on the Showboats in Memphis. And then you're going to rush up to the Freeman Coliseum after that game goes off, tailgate a little bit, and watch the home opener of the San Antonio Gunslingers as they come into Freeman Coliseum, their first IFL game in San Antonio. It's a full day of football. You go watch the Brahmas. That's your warm-up. And then you come into the dome and yell and scream and watch the Gunslingers just absolutely own the Northern Arizona Wranglers.
Yeah, that was something I just noticed. Home opener, we get to play Northern Arizona at home. This should be like the battle for the logos and the team colors because they're so similar. They are.
They're very similar. Very similar.
Yeah. So this should be like a battle for the rights to keep things the same, and Northern Arizona will have to go and change their stuff afterwards because we're gonna beat them.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm down. I think we make that deal. The only other conflict, and again, it's not a conflict because they're not in the same city, they're not at the same time, but the only other thing you might call a conflict is on Saturday, May 25th at 2 p.m., the Brahmas are playing the Stallions here in San Antonio. So you go and you enjoy that game and you watch them beat the two-time champion Stallions. That's great. You go home, and at 8 p.m. that night, the Bay Area Panthers, also champion. It's the day that San Antonio plays all the champions because we play the Stallions, who won the USFL championship last year. We play Bay Area, which won the IFL championship last year. But we play that in Bay Area, so in San Francisco or that general area. I think they're right outside of San Francisco. But again, not at the same time, not a conflict about, you know, we can't watch that game and be at this game. And you don't have to set your DVR or pull up the YouTube video and watch it late. We really got lucky. We really got a good, solid schedule here.
Yeah, after you enjoy the Brahmas win against Birmingham, you know, you stop somewhere, pick up something to eat, take it home, and enjoy your dinner and get ready to watch the Gunslingers beat the Panthers. That game's at 8 p.m. So on a Saturday. So yeah, late perfect.
And then finally, there's potential for a possible conflict that will actually be the only one. It would be the closest conflict that we would have in this schedule. And that is week 11 of the UFL schedule, which is the playoff week, the first playoff week. If the Brahmas were to make it to the playoffs,
condition one,
and if they won the division, which means that the game would be in San Antonio,
condition two,
and the UFL decided to place that game, that XFL division or XFL conference championship game, on Saturday instead of Sunday.
Condition three.
You would have to go from the Alamo Dome at a 2 p.m. game, jump in the car as soon as that game is over, as soon as we punch our ticket to the UFL championship game, and race over to Freeman Coliseum, not all that far away.
Not far.
For a 6 p.m. kickoff against the Duke City Gladiators for your Gunslingers. So again, a full day of football. If those three things were to happen,
all three of those have to happen. Yep.
All three of those have to happen.
And even if it does, I mean, with the rules that are set up, you know, going by what the games we witnessed last year, games were lasting under 3 hours. So you got a 2 p.m. kickoff. So you're done by, at the latest, 5. That gives you an hour to get to Hemisphere Arena and be there at 6. So conflict, but doable as a fan for sure.
So you may be going, Philip, that's great. You just gave me all of the Brahma schedule and any of the conflicts, but man, how do I keep all that straight in my head? Well, I did a thing today. I spent some time today and put together something for you. It's going to go up on our Facebook page, out on our Twitter soon, but I'll show it to you now. It is this. It is a combined schedule. It has your Brahmas on one side and the Gunslingers on the other. What I find really interesting about this, Leo, is look how many more games the Gunslingers have to play than the Brahmas do.
It's incredible coming from where we've been the last couple of years to this schedule. Yeah.
Yeah. 10 games for the Brahmas, 16 games for the Gunslingers. And as you can see there, we had to chop it in half and place it side by side just so you could see everything without it being so tiny. But that is good news. That is not bad news. That is good news. That means there's a lot of football to be played and a lot of things to get excited about. We've got Brahmas football and Gunslingers football, and we don't have to choose. We don't have to pick one or the other. Yes. We can do both. There was a big deal last year between our show and some other fans that were like, hey, you're being disrespectful to the Brahmas because you're talking about the Gunslingers all the time. Man, forget that. We're excited about pro football in all of its forms, and there are two professional football teams here in San Antonio. We are excited about Brahmas football. We're going to make as many of those games as we can. We're going to request credentials. We're going to look to get players, coaches, personnel here on the show to talk to you about that. But we're going to do that for the Gunslingers too. Like, we're going to cover both of these teams because we're about pro football in San Antonio. And there's no reason not to. There's no reason to limit ourselves to just the Brahmas or just the Gunslingers. It's all pro football. So this will go up on Facebook soon, and you can utilize that. I made one for my phone, but I don't like it yet, so I'll work on that a little more, and we'll see. As we go through that, Leo, what are you excited about? What are those? How many of those games do you look at and you go, man, I can't wait to see this game or this weekend with both of these games?
I mean, I'm excited. Honestly, I'm excited for all of it. I'm really excited. Okay, so opening weekend, you know, yeah, the Easter thing. That's also my son's birthday, March 31st. And April 1st is my birthday.
Your birthday, as we've talked
about before, when I got to go to Vegas last year and see the game on my birthday. Maybe there's a chance I can go to San Diego and see a Gunslingers away game on my birthday. We do have an office in San Diego where I work, so I could even maybe work a work trip into that. Of course, I wouldn't want to leave until late Sunday so I could catch the home game of the Brahmas. But
that
I don't
is
know.
The we'll only see. Good thing about it being an 11 a.m. kickoff for that Brahmas game. You go to that game, and then, you know, not that anybody wants to go to a football game and then get on a plane. That sounds awful. I like to fly early in the morning when I have to fly because it's the worst thing I'll do all day. But yeah, you could get on a plane, get to San Diego, do the work that needs to be done. Obviously, there's things that need your help at the office there in San Diego.
Yes.
On Monday, but on Sunday, when you're just looking for something to, or I'm sorry, on Monday, you do the work in the office and then you cut out a little early, get them all set up at the office. And then you head over to the arena and watch the very first IFL game for the San Antonio Gunslingers.
I might be able to work it out. I don't know. I'm going to give it a shot. Fun. I'm going to give it a shot. We'll see. Yeah. So that one, and then what you brought up with the road trip in Arlington and actually getting to see two away games in the same place on the same weekend on consecutive nights. That's pretty cool. Especially if we could get a group of fans to come and make a weekend of it. That would be really, really special.
Oh yeah. No, this is what we need to shoot for is this April trip. They're April 26th, 27th. It'd be a lot of fun. And it's a Friday, Saturday. See, I can actually make an argument that I could do that. I'd have to rush back here because I'd have to be here Sunday morning. But if I got all of my other work taken care of early in the week, I could go Friday, Saturday, rush back here, be ready for Sunday morning. I can do that. I can make that. I'm a young guy.
Absolutely.
I can make this happen. I'll be a little more worn out. There'll be a baby in the house by then. My daughter is going to have my grandson by then. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be looking for a chance to get out of the house for 2 days.
You might.
And not be there. I don't know. That is exciting. I was looking at the schedule, putting it together today. I've been looking at this all day long. Woke up this morning looking at it almost. Not quite, but right as I was getting ready, I saw it start to drop, and I started doing the math and figuring things out, and I needed two screens because I had to look at both schedules, and that Arlington and Frisco weekend is really nice, really neat, and I got family in that area, so, I mean, I could make this work.
Absolutely. Always a trip to Vegas is always fun when you get to catch a game, so that Friday evening game at Vegas, 9 p.m. on the 12th, April 12th. That's another Gunslingers game that would be kind of cool. But, I mean, yeah, it's Friday night, so you have Saturday. Well, no, wait. Yeah,
you Sunday. Saturday April, to get back.
So you got Saturday to get back. That's doable, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Go out to Vegas on Thursday, enjoy the town a little bit for a day, and then, you know, have some fun out on Friday until it's a 9 p.m. kickoff. It's a late game. So yes. You have all day then. So then you go to the game and then you fly back.
Absolutely. Why not? You had a great time in Vegas last year. You could certainly make that happen. Lots of cool stuff. There's a weekend just after that Vegas weekend, there's a weekend of two home games. Not on the same day, but Thursday night we play the Sugar Skulls in Freeman, and then the Brahmas play on Saturday, to, you know, 2 days later, 6 p.m. against the Panthers. That's that game that we were talking about again. That, you know, that's that weekend that Fiesta kicks off, so we need to be there because there's going to be a lot of people that aren't there.
I already talked with my coworker friend Rick, who goes to both. He goes to games for both teams. And that Thursday night game, we both like, okay, that Friday, the 19th, April 19th, sounds like a great day to take PTO. So we're going to go to the game Thursday night, relax on Friday, recover, and then be ready for the game on Saturday at home for the Brahmas.
Dolores just started a new job a few weeks ago. She says, wait, with the new job, the new schedule, that may not be – none of this may be possible.
That's true. That's true.
What I just heard, Leo, is that you may be going to Vegas by yourself.
Uh-oh. I don't know. I don't know about that. We'll see. She may not let me go to that one.
It's good news. It's the best possible news that we could have hoped for. I really was kind of dreading, like, we needed the schedule, we needed to know what we were up against, we needed to see how it was going to impact the Gunslingers. The Gunslingers have put so much time and effort in this offseason into an amazing product. Yeah. I was really worried. Like, I know that us, the people that are, you know, listening and watching this, weren't going to be the problem. But San Antonio people as a whole, I didn't want the Gunslingers to get lost in the UFL of it all. And I don't think that they will. I think this schedule lines up well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm excited to see us play some of these teams from the USFL. I'm excited to see us play Memphis or Michigan. Yeah, we play all three of them. We play the Panthers, we play the Stallions, we play the Panthers. We play the Roughnecks, which are actually the Gamblers, because we're the new Roughnecks, if you follow all of that, if you understand all of that. And that's okay. Like, we've talked. I was just having a discussion the other day with Ralph Judkins, who is the play-by-play voice for the San Antonio Gunslingers. And we've talked about this before on the show, Leo. In this level of football, you have to be a big fan of the front of the jersey.
Yeah.
The back of the jersey can't be – you can't live and die by the back of the jersey. That's really true in pros at this point, too. Like, you can't – I don't know a lot of people that are a Travis Kelce fan, and if he leaves Kansas City, they're going to go – follow him to another team. Like, there are some players like that.
Free agency changed it all. Yep.
It did. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, I have a friend who was a Colts fan when I met her because she loved Peyton Manning. And when he left and became a Bronco, she was a Bronco fan because she was a fan of Peyton Manning. She has both jerseys, followed him both places. But that doesn't happen a whole lot anymore. You don't have people follow a player as much as stay with their team, the front of the jersey as opposed to the back of the jersey. But on this level especially, both of these levels, both the UFL and IFL levels, you just got to kind of be a fan of the front of the jersey a little bit more. Mo Ferrante, one of our Patreons, says, mm-hmm. I was a fan of Manning and a temporary fan of the Broncos. Right. She's a huge Indianapolis fan. I'm sure when he moved over to your Broncos, she followed, or you keep an eye on those players. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want them to do poorly.
Yeah. I had a friend who was from Tennessee and followed Manning throughout his collegiate career and then was a Colts fan because he was there. And then when he came over to Denver, he was a fan of Denver as well. So I understand that. I've seen that, a few instances of that. Yeah.
I like that. That's great. I'm excited about what this means for us. I didn't dare get excited about Brahma's football until today when I saw the schedule and I was like, all right, I can get excited about this. I don't have to, I can engage in this.
Yes.
Without hurting the gunslingers.
It was hard to. There's like this shadow hanging over us of this uncertainty. And it's like, how many times am I going to have to make a decision, or am I going to have to be unhappy with myself because, I can't do this or can't do that. And I mean, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. I don't think we could have asked for a more friendly schedule. If you're a San Antonio professional football fan, this worked out great. The only conflict, like you said, that might become an issue is on that, conference championship game for the UFL. But even then, you can really make it work. If you could just get out of the game, get in your car and drive over, you'll still be able to make both. So,
and I'm going to let you in on a little secret for for those of you that are religious type folks. I'm going to give you a secret. I'm going to give you a cheat this year. For Lent, you can give up football. You can give up football for Lent because the Super Bowl happens 3 or 4 days before Lent, before Ash Wednesday on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, with the Ash Wednesday being on the 14th. And then football doesn't start until Easter. And that's when Lent is over. You could give up football for Lent.
That's cheating.
It is. I'm just saying you could.
I'm going to give up something that I wouldn't be doing anyways.
It's cheating. It's absolutely cheating. I did youth ministry for years, and I used to love kids that would come and be like, I'm giving up homework for Lent. And I'm like, that's not how this works.
Hey, but this is different than that because this is something you really love and is a big part of your life if you're a football fan. So if you're giving that up, that carries some weight, I guess, even though there's not really anything – But
you were 100% correct. Like, that would be cheating, but it's there. The option is there. Apparently, football is taking Lent off. Football is going to be – last year we had year-round football, and that was great. That was a lot of fun. We had a great time with it. Now, we get this break. We have this break.
Yes,
give up candy. Coach says – give up candy. Give up you candy. Can't come to the open practices if you're giving up football for Lent.
That's very true.
Very true. Very true. Speaking of Coach Tom Manas, this is a great time for us to mention that next week on February 12th, next Monday, this same time, 7 o'clock, RC will be back, and that's important. We're ready to have her back. But we will also have head coach Tom Manas on for the show. He's got as much time as he wants. He's going to jump on with us right at the beginning of the show, and he's going to talk to us about where the Gunslingers are going this season. he asked for this time. He asked to come on and talk to us. I kind of figured with his own show now, he'd big time us a little bit and be like, nah, I'm going to talk on my show. Y'all talk on your show. He's not doing that. He's going to come on, spend some time with us, talk with us about what's going on in Gunslinger Nation. And there is a lot. There's a lot going on. And I'm ready for him to come on and share that with us.
Yeah, there'll be a lot to talk about. But on that note, you did say that he's got all the time that we need from him that evening. But I don't know, as Coach, if he's prepared to spend some of the time that we spend on our episodes. We've been known to go close to 3 hours on these episodes sometimes. So
yeah, we gotta stop that. Coach,
be careful what you commit to.
But there is a lot going on, and he's going to come on and talk with us and share with us what is going on. Right as camp, I mean, we've got to be getting close to camp. When is camp, Coach? When does camp start? He's listening. He'll let us know when camp's coming up. I won't tap out. He says he's in for the duration. He won't tap out. Bring it.
Nice.
So this will be a great opportunity for you, Gunslingers fans and Gunslingers posse, to ask your questions too, because you have them. You ask us. Now ask him, because he knows. I either give you an answer. I'm either going to give you an answer just that I make up or that I get from Coach, or I'm going to go to Coach and get the answer. So either way, you know, get it from the guy. He says camp starts the 14th. That's the 14th of February or March. It's got to be the 14th of February, I would think.
I would think February, which is that's right around the corner, but we'll let him.
That is Ash Wednesday. It is Valentine's Day. It is Ash Wednesday. March, oh, he says March. March 14th.
Okay.
So still got about a month before they get started. Mike Tackett checking in says, who's San Antonio's rival is going to be this season? Arlington, Houston, or someone else? I really, truly believe that with Wade and so much of the Houston Roughnecks of last year moving over to San Antonio, that much will be made about the San Antonio-Houston rivalry. However, I will say that's on the field and among the fans. I think San Antonio-St. Louis will always be a thing that's one and two. We're trying to better or best each other throughout the season. We're trying to have better numbers, bigger fan bases, more excited fans.
Yep.
So Arlington, and it's Arlington. Who cares?
Two different levels of rivalry there. I agree with you 100% on that, Philip. One on the field and one off the field. Now, for the IFL, my answer would be Jacksonville, both coming from, but we don't even get to play them in the regular season. So in order for that rivalry to take place, championship game, that's got to be the goal. I know that's the goal, right, Coach? That's absolutely the goal. Mm-hmm.
The Brahma Bulletin says Arlington most likely. We play them twice a year. We only play Houston once. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
However,
it's true.
We could see Houston in a championship game. Yep. You want to kick a rivalry off? You want to make a rivalry something that's a big deal? Take the entire coaching staff and a bunch of the players from one team, ship them to another, and then in that same year have those two teams meet in the championship game. That's the way you make a rivalry.
Yeah.
You hear that, UFL script writers?
Yeah, that really is, that's kind of major. It is unfortunate Houston ended up in the other conference where it's the only Texas team in the other conference, so it's hard to have that cross-conference rivalry. If they were in the same conference, then definitely I would take Houston over Arlington. As it is now, yeah, it's hard to say one way or the other. But definitely one of the Texas teams.
Arlington just doesn't bother me. I have a hard time. It's not that I don't know. I don't like them. I don't hate them. I don't care about that. It's Arlington. It's the Renegades. Like, they won the championship. Fine, whatever. Like, I don't care. They just don't move the needle for me at all. That's terrible for a rivalry. Like, I don't care.
For a rivalry, there has to be some level of of
animosity.
Animosity. And it's hard to have any animosity against a team that went as the lowest seed into the playoffs and ended up winning the championship. I mean, that's an underdog story, right? So you got to kind of respect them for that, even though it should have been the Brahmas in their place. But we'll great see. Maybe
they won the championship. They got Bob Stoops, which is the only thing that I could like muster up some hate for is Bob Stoops. Like that's the Bob Stoops thing. But that's it. Like that's all I got. I don't know. I don't care. I care about St. Louis. I care about Houston. Like, I want to see us beat those teams. Arlington, meh. Yeah. Kind of feel that way about Frisco, too. Like, Frisco seems to be the rival in the IFL. They're the other Texas team. But I'm just kind of like, meh. Meh.
Well, Gunslingers do get to play them twice this season. So
three times.
Oh, three times. Oh, you're right. I see that third one there.
Yeah, we play the Frisco Fighters three times, two consecutive, a home and home, and then we play them here again later in the season, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, lots of time against the Frisco Fighters, especially considering they're much like Houston, they're the other conference. They're the other side of the thing. We're not actually in a conference with Frisco. They are a team we could beat in the championship. Jacksonville, Frisco, Tulsa, they're all over on that side. And we're over here with the Arizonas and the Californias and all of that. So, but we'll see. I really think Houston will end up being a big rival. Yes, I know they play one time a year, but maybe that even makes it better that you're going to play each other once a year. So it's for all the marbles between those two teams. Every time you play, you can't split the series and then not meet in the championship because it just doesn't work out for one or both of you. And it's like, well, we went 1-1 again against each other. You know, you can't do that. It's there's a game on the line every time you meet with each other. We'll meet in Houston this year. Next year, they'll come out to San Antonio. We'll meet them here. I think that sets up well for a rivalry. I could be wrong. And for that matter, I live right here in between the two. Yeah, for sure. When we come together again next week, when Coach comes on the show, there's something that we've been promoting. We put out there last week, and we're excited about it. And we know our patrons are excited about it because we've gotten some orders from them. But don't forget the rest of you to order your Smoking Guns podcast fan jersey. You can wear this those days when there's both games. You can be repping both teams along with the Smoking Guns podcast. Pre-orders are $40. We'll be taking pre-orders through next Monday, through the end of the show next week, for $40. When we order jerseys, we're going to order just a very few of each size to have on hand. So, and they'll be more expensive. They're going to be $50 if you wait until after we've done our order. If you pre-order now by emailing us at gunsuppodcast, G-U-N-S, not Z, G-U-N-S-U-P-P-O-D-C-A-S-T at gmail.com. That's our very first email address before we even knew we were going to call it the Gunslinger or the Smoking Guns podcast. We just knew we liked Guns Up. And so we took that with our podcast. Go ahead and get those ordered. If you've emailed me, patrons, I've gotten your emails. I have not responded yet, but I have your emails. I've gotten your messages, and I will be circling back around and confirming with you soon that we have your order all set to go. Leo, I got to get your information, too. I got to get your order, yours and Dolores's.
Oh, yeah, we definitely want ours, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I guess I need to send an email just like everybody else. I don't know why that slipped my mind. Oh, getting a shout-out, I got to mention real quick from Brian Wenzloff, a friend of the show and a fan of both teams. Hello, guys. Baby is coming. We want to wish you the best of luck, Brian and Nicole.
Good luck, guys.
Their first daughter coming today. I'm sure he's in the hospital right now. So,
Very cool.
Awesome.
Very, very cool. That's exciting. And a great way to kick off a month that's all about, you know, hearts and love and all of the things we talk about with a baby. Babies are fun. At least that's my story right now. I may speak differently in a couple of months when we'll have a baby in the house. Maybe I'll feel differently, but Lois, checking in. Excited for Brian and Nicole. We're excited for them as they welcome their daughter today. Like, you know, today. Any minute now.
Loli says that babies are fun until they grow up. Uh-oh. Hope our kids don't see that.
Oh, let's be honest. None of our kids watch this show. I have three girls that they don't even know I have a show.
So on that note, I haven't been able to talk about it until now because it was finally got the okay. But I'm going to be joining you, not as soon as you are, but I am going to be joining you as well as Lolis in our grandparenthood from August. Our oldest daughter, she is 3 months. She'll be expecting, or her due date is August 16th. It's a girl.
That's awesome.
Yep. So we're excited to make that announcement. She was keeping under wraps for a while. She wanted to be, you know, sure about the health and everything until she was better. Ready to talk about it and release that to family, but she finally did that Sunday, and so now we're able to talk about it. But we'll be joining you soon enough.
RC Woods is such a trendsetter. She became a grandma last year.
She did, yeah.
In the back half of last year. Now I'm gonna be a granddad. You're gonna be a granddad. She's such a trendsetter. She kind of carries us through, even when she's not here. She's setting the trends. The Smoking Guns podcast. Oh, Tom Adas says it's great timing too. It's right after the IFL championship. That's right. That's right.
Excellent. That'll be yes.
matching Papa jerseys. Maybe so. So get your orders in for jerseys. We need your orders. Like we are only ordering a very, very few. To have on hand because we don't want to get stuck with a bunch of jerseys that just sit around and collect dust. So if you're interested in having a fan jersey, you need to reach out to us at gunsuppodcast@gmail.com. That's guns up with an S. GUNSUP podcast. Well, you complained earlier that we take too long on the shows. You guys have told me over and over again, will you shut your mouth and let us go have our dinner and go spend time with our families, Philip? You talk too much. I don't know that there's anything left to talk about. We will get excited about football because now we know what it looks like. We know what the Brahma season looks like, what the Gunslingers looks like. It's time to get excited now. We can officially...
And we know we'll be able to see all the games, all of them.
Yeah. And
I'm excited.
Come summertime, we get two straight months of a championship run. We take a championship run in June with the Brahmas. Mm-hmm. And then we take a championship run in July with the San Antonio Gunslingers. We could literally wind up with two trophies. Back-to-back, in back-to-back months here in San Antonio. That would be cool.
Very. Looking forward to it.
That would be awesome. Well, get excited. Get your season tickets for both. Rent out and get your – now that you know what things look like, go out and get your Brahma season tickets. Also, make sure you get your San Antonio Gunslinger season tickets. What a value. Look, Brahma's games are great to go to. They're not going to break the bank. Brahma's games were perfectly reasonable last year, and I don't imagine that they're going to be a whole lot different this year price-wise. And those are nice. But now you can really see the value that you get when you line up the Brahmas and the Gunslinger schedule like I had for you earlier. When you really, really look at it, you go, wow, $9 a month, and I can have my seat. For eight home games. Just look at what you're looking at. I mean, it doesn't, It doesn't compute not to get season tickets for the Gunslingers. Look at all that red on the home side of the Gunslinger schedule if you're watching with us.
Yeah, and yeah. I like that those home games are spread out pretty evenly across the season.
They are. They're spaced out well. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to see almost everybody in that you want to see. You get a chance to see the Rattlers. You get a chance to see Frisco twice. Tucson is going to come this way. We don't get to see the Sharks until we make it to the championship, if they make it. But, everybody else, we kind of get a chance to tussle against. And you get to see them here. You get to actually watch them come in here.
Yep.
That's great. I mean, take the opportunity. I think it's odd that San Diego never comes to us. Like, we play there, and they're in conference with us, but they never play here.
Yeah, that is true.
I find that kind of odd.
And that's a conference team.
Which means game one of the season is really important, because if you don't have an opportunity to make it up, mm-hmm. you've got to win that game just in case a tiebreaker comes
up. A tiebreaker. Yeah, that's right. No pressure, Coach Manas. But that first game already is a must-win game.
Abel Garcia, Castronova, Zach Brown, DJ Myers, Khali Rashad. This league is cooked.
Yeah.
It's kind of an embarrassment of riches. We've talked about that a little bit.
Ooh. Check out the prediction. Love the confidence. Yes.
Head coach Tom Manas says by 30. By 30.
Love it. Can't wait.
I love the confidence. Why not? Why not? Well, there you go. We will be back with you next week when Tom Manas will be here to tell us more about beating teams in our division or in our conference by 30 points. Until then, go get your season tickets, go dust off the Brahmas gear and start wearing the t-shirt again or wearing the hat. I had to go find my hat today. I didn't have to find it. It was right on top. It's time to get excited about football, both in the 100-yard and 50-yard variety, because it'll be here before you know it. It is 6 weeks away. Is that right? 6 weeks? Did I do the math right there?
Yeah, seems about right. Yeah, that seems close enough.
Six and a half weeks.
Yeah,
and it's coming.
It's gonna fly by. I mean,
here before you know it, time for sure. Easter Sunday. That's when it all starts. 11 a.m. Alamo Dome. Spring football is back in San Antonio. We couldn't be more excited. This is what we do this show for. Is getting ready. You know, we honestly don't love the offseason when there's not much to talk about, but we love when there's plenty of football to talk about. And starting on Easter Sunday, there's going to be a ton of it, both Brahmas football and Gunslingers football. When it comes to professional football, whether it's the 100-yard fight or the 50-yard variety, whether it's in San Diego or D.C. or Northern Arizona, up in Michigan, down in Jacksonville, when it comes to professional football, no matter where it's played, the 210 has got something to say. Bang, bang.